As first drafted, the proposed ordinance would have created a $25 per ounce tax when a grower or manufacturer sold pot or a manufactured edible to a retail store. It also would have levied a 50 cent per gram tax for sales at the retail level. Both those proposals are sales taxes, and the borough's charter requires voter approval before those could go in. Assembly members instead are interested in creating an excise tax, which would be charged on how much pot a grower grows in the borough or the amount of edible product manufactured here, not based on sales and not requiring a public vote. The draft ordinance proposed would deposit the money from a new tax into the borough's property development fund. That pool of money has been used by the Assembly to fund land purchases and major building renovations like the municipal building project currently underway. Local resident Marge Oinas urged the Assembly to use some of that money to fund drug and alcohol abuse programs.
Funding is being decreased for everything, for mental health here in Petersburg. They're struggling to get money just to keep mental health going. So the money could either be 50% could go to Petersburg Mental Health to be used for the treatment of those who suffer from or abuse marijuana.
Up until this year, the borough has been paying $35,000 a year to Petersburg Mental Health Services for drug and alcohol counseling in the community. That payment was cut during budget deliberations in the spring. Nancy Strand did not support designating the money from a new pot tax for any specific use, but favored depositing it into the property development fund.
And I really don't think we need to address alcohol abuse since the issue of opting out of alcohol sales hasn't even come up, so can't be one way for one substance and another way for another substance. But if the money goes to the property development fund and can be used for something else, then I think it should just go to the property development fund and, as it might be needed, doled out to other uses.
Petersburg's attorney is making changes to the draft ordinance, dropping the language that would have created sales taxes and adding wording for an excise tax. Those changes will be before the Assembly at its next meeting, September 19th. The second reading and public hearing on the proposed tax would be at that meeting, and it will take three approvals before the Assembly before it takes effect. Nevertheless, the Assembly went ahead with voting on the first reading of the tax proposal. Jay Stanton Greger supported the measure.
I think in the broader sense of this ordinance, with both state and federal monies being less for Petersburg, this gives us a great opportunity to pull our own weight, start raising money to help for the many projects, healthcare, building. I mean, we all know there's many. So this could help us in a lot of ways moving forward, and I think it's a sound ordinance.
Of course, the proposed new tax might not even happen depending on the outcome of the October 4th borough election. Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht explained.
We're going through with the ordinance because we don't know what will happen with the vote on the initiative. If the initiative fails in the sense of that folks vote to ban commercial sales, this ordinance can still stay on the books, but it will not be active from a standpoint of collections.
The Assembly ended up voting 4-1 to change the ordinance to add language designating up to 50% of the revenue from the tax to go toward health-related costs. Strand voted against that change and also voted against the first reading of the ordinance as well, with Stanton Greger, Eric Castro, Mark Jensen, and Cindy Logadakis voting in favor. It passed 4-1. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.